longer long.
Working for the clamp down.
Ha! Longer long.
Working for the clamp down.
Yeah, I'm working hard in Harrisburg. Working hard in Petersburg.
Working for the clamp down. Working for the clamp down.
Ha! Longer long.
Begging to be melted down.
Longer long.
Clash. Clamp down. Oh, hold on. We got to make this legal. Stand by, please. Stand by. There's a sign up there that says station IDs. The FCC requires that you say exactly WMFO Medford or WMFO in Medford between 55 and 5 every hour. That's what we've done. Because if you don't, then they'll come and take the person away. That would be me. So we have to make sure that we're legal. And if you're listening on the World Wide Web, it's WMFO.org. So we had a little country and western jamboree. There was started some Hank Williams, Jambalaya on the Bayou from 1952. Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight, 1957. And I think she's going to be showcased in today and or yesterday's show or today. I'm a day behind on it, so I've been on-demanding it. Tex and the Horseheads. I'll Quit Tomorrow from their Life So Cool LP, 1985, Enigma Records. It's one I haven't played. Figured I'd pull out one that I hadn't played for a while. And the Mighty Mighty Lemon Drops with Inside Out from World Without End, 1988. With a little station ID there. But it's supposed to be WMFO Method. And the Clash with Clampdown. Wow, that hour went by fast. And we got a lot more music to get to here. And I think I have some from Dean. Yes, Dean. That Dean. Yes. Thanks to everybody who's been checking in. Facebook seems a little quiet, so if you listen to Facebook, just kind of say hi or something for me, would you? Making sure it's working. I know people are out there.
can't get on without you, but I do anyway. Found another. You are.
no one has a head.
Suburban Lawns, Flying Saucer, Safari. I had to look that up again. From 1981, IRS Records, Sue Tissue. The only thing I've been able to find out about Sue Tissue is that she may have come out here to Boston to go to Berklee School of Music and then disappeared. So if anybody knows where Sue Tissue is, let me know. We started things out with some Dean Lindu with Money. Off his four song digital selection CD. Go to Bandcamp, look up Dean Lindu, and buy his songs. They're wicked cool. Do that, please. The Monkees, Daily Nightly. The mono version off of Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited, 1967. And what I didn't know about Daily Nightly was that song was like the third song to feature the Moog. Yeah, I did not know that. Who knew? think it was like it was one of the earliest songs, and as I was reading, it was like the third song ever to use a Moog synthesizer. Oh, again, Careless Love from 1966 off the Warrior label. Alex was glad I kind of played that because we reached into our garage rock bag for that one. If you like garage rock, then you need to tune into the station at 6 p.m. on Thursdays for the Desperate Hours with Alex. He was the guy that kind of got me into garage rock. He would be playing Saturday mornings. I kind of stumbled across his show, Coffees and Smokes, one Saturday morning, suffering. I was like, wow, I really like this music. And the rest was history. But he's like the king of the garage rock music here at MFO. Indonesian Junk, I Could Die, from the Spider Bites LP, 2019 Rumbar Records. Beef 2's with Planet Claire. And as I said, some Suburban Lawns with Flying Saucer Safari. Just about a little less than 40 minutes ago here. Hey, I think in this next rack of songs, if you're not a big Cars fan, then you got like 10 minutes to go do something, because I got some Cars coming up. Chuck tuned in and he wanted to hear some Cars, so I told him I'd play some more. And since my background music has ended, that means I have to leave. So, but I'll be coming back. Don't worry. But goodbye.
The monkey speaks his mind. Now three monkeys sit in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one monkey to the other, now listen you two, there's a certain rumor that can't be true. That man descended from a noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever jerked his wife, starved his babies, and ruined her life. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. And you never known a mother monk to leave her babies with others to bunk, or pass them on from one to another until they hardly know their own mother. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Yeah. And another thing you'll never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree and let the coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monkeys to come and taste. Now if I put a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do: go out on the night and get on a stoop, or use a gun, a club, or a knife to take another monkey's life. Yes, man descended the worthless bum, but brothers from us, he did not come. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind. The monkey speaks his mind. The monkey speaks his mind. Talk, monkey. Speak, monkey. Tell it like it.
Division, Warsaw, and then if you're from Boston or not. Andre Williams, yes. Mr. Jailbait Andre Williams. Mr. Rhythm. The Monkey Speaks His Mind. You can get that off of Naughton Records. I don't know. Got to look up the year that it was originally released. It was a single. Sometime in the early 60s, I think. And we played three from the Kaz Candio. Double Life, Shoo-Bee-Doo, and Candio, because they kind of all just blend in together, especially when you play the LP version like we did. Got some Rico Kasich and Ben Orr on the vocals there. I was shocked to hear Rick's actual age of 75. I didn't think he was that old. And then realizing that he was playing with Ben Orr way back in, I think, the late 60s in Cleveland, I think. I looked it up, but I forgot just as quick. And that they were in a band together around here called Milkwood. And also Richard and the Rabbits. And finally the Kaz. All right, that's enough Kaz for me. We got less than a half an hour to go here, so let's get back to some music. How's that, huh? Sometimes I look down and I'm like, uh-oh, what did I queue up? Oh, I got, okay, we got some Gotham Rockets coming up next on Strike the Box with Chris and WMFO in Memphis 91.5 and on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Yeah, well, I hear he's pretty bad.
Tell me why don't you wanna I'm having a nervous breakdown. The middle shakedown. I see my hands have a shiver. Woo! I see my knees out of quiver. My whole body's in a tither. I'm having a nervous breakdown.
We'll be right back.
you know what that music means. That means Chris has got to pick up his CDs, LPs, and everything else and get on out of here, because his time is up, unfortunately. Make a little rhyme there? I don't know. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's show. It's kind of a little eclectic there. I guess that's what you could say. We had some country and western. We had some Fat Boy Slim there with Weapon of Choice. We started things with the Joy Division with what? No, that was the other set. The Gotham Rockers with Bad With Girls from Blast Off, Rumbaugh Records. Eddie Cochran, Nervous Breakdown from something else, because sometimes I feel like I'm having a nervous breakdown, especially with work these days. Fatboy Slim with Weapon of Choice from the Star 69 EP, 2001. And all I can keep remembering that song is just watching Christopher Walken dancing all over the place. And the 4019's Dance With Me from Rebooted 2016 Rock Ranch Records. Big shout out to everybody who has checked in today. Let me see if I can... Dean just checked in. Chuck checked in. David checked in. Jonathan checked in. So a lot of people checking in today, and thank you very much. Appreciate it. Won't be here next week. Got this little thing called a vacation to do, thankfully. But hopefully we will be here in 2 weeks. Check out the Strike the Box Radio Show page or group on Facebook. But also check out the, what else? The, I've lost my mind here. Check out the WMFO website. Yeah, there you go. WMFO website for important information. Important information. Hopefully I put the right CD in here. Because if not, it's going to be interesting. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Check out the archive on the Strike the Box Radio Show page, along with the playlist after I clean it up. And have a good couple of weeks. Enjoy this weekend. Unfortunately, this could be it for the summer. Because fall is right around the corner. It's going to get cold and dark. Anyways, take care, everybody. Enjoy yourselves and... let's not go too crazy, okay? All right, thanks.
Tricky Dicky Screwdriver. It's got one part Jack Daniels, two parts Purple Kool-Aid, and a jigger of formaldehyde from the jar with Hitler's brain in it we got in the back storeroom. California, Uber Alice, California, Shabba Shabba, Shabba Dua, yeah!